Chapter 40. Morgan lashed his fist out at me, shouting something that sounded vaguely Greek, and the very rocks of the earth rippled up in a wave that flew toward me with incredible speed. I had never fought against earth magic in earnest before, but I knew enough about it to not want to be in the way when it got to me. The gun went back in my pocket, and I took my staff in hand and ran for the nearest tree. I thrust the staff back at the earth as I ran, gathered in my will, and shouted, "For Zari!" Unseen force lashed out at the ground behind me and flung me up at an angle. I hit the branches of the tree maybe 10 feet up and scrambled wildly to grab one. I did it, and though it shook the tree like a blow from a giant axe, the wave of power went by under me without, sucking me under the ground or crushing me or anything like that. I can't imagine that whatever Morgan had in mind was less than horribly violent. Morgan bellowed in rage and charged toward me, sword in hand. I jerked my legs up, and he missed my ankles, if not by much. He snarled in rage, whirled with the silver sword of the wardens, abruptly emitting a low howling sound, and struck at the trunk of the tree in a motion of focus and power that reminded me of way too many Kurosawa movies. There was a flash of light as the blade cut all the way through the tree's trunk, the heat of all that force setting both sides of the tree on fire as the tree started to fall. I dropped clear and rolled as the tree fell out toward the street, and Morgan darted to one side, trying to get around the fallen tree to kill me.
"Morgan!" I shouted. "For God's sake, man, that wasn't Lucio!"
"Lies!" Morgan snarled.
He abandoned chasing me around the tree in favor of simply hacking his way through it, and the sword in his hands howled again and again as he struck, cutting trunk and branches like bits of straw.
"It was the corpse taker!" I shouted. "The body thief! She let Lucio gut her and then switched places with her!"
His answer was an almost incoherent snarl. He came the last several feet faster than I could have believed and lashed at me with a sword. I brought my shield up and deflected the blow, but the impact of it slammed painfully against the whole left side of my body. There was more than simply physics behind that blade. I backpedaled out into the street, where several more zombies saw me and headed my way. Specters darted or looped lazily about now, with no sense of purpose in them at all, now that their drum was silent and the corpse taker was dead.
"Morgan!" I screamed. "Lucio might still be alive, but not if she doesn't get help, and soon. We can't do this!"
"More lies!"
He murmured something. The blade in his hands hummed as Lucio's had, and he flicked it lightly out against my shield. There was a shrieking scream. In my head rather than in my ears. I don't know how to describe it, except to say that bad audio feedback is musical and soothing by comparison. The power in the silver sword hit my defensive shield and simply undid it, unraveled it, so that all the energy in it went flying apart in all directions, while a hot, tingling pain flashed through my left arm where I wore the bracelet. Morgan attacked in earnest after that little flick of the blade had destroyed my defense, but his first swing was an overhand one, aimed at my temple. I knocked the blade aside with a sweep of my staff, and saw a flash of surprise cross his face at the speed of the parry. He recovered his balance, but I simply ran from him, taking that vital second to get moving again. Morgan cursed and followed me, but I can move, especially for a man my size, and Morgan wasn't exactly a spring chicken. I gained 10 or 12 feet on him before my legs suddenly became unsteady and I faltered and nearly fell. I wanted to scream in frustration, though I didn't feel how much pain my body was in. It was battered and weak. There was no way I could simply outrun him, but I made it back over to where my dinosaur stood, restlessly idle after driving away the specters. I got close enough to touch her and slapped at her flank, desperately willing my intentions to her tiny brain. Doubtless savvy necromancers had ways of conveying their orders over a distance, but I was new at this, and I had no intentions of refining my technique any time soon. Sue spun around as Morgan charged, leaned down low, and opened her vast jaws in a bellow of challenge. Say what you will about Morgan, the man was no coward. But the bellow of an angry tyrannosaur is enough to give any mammal a moment or two of doubt. He slid to a halt on his heels, still grasping the sword in his left hand, and stared at Sue and then at me. He took a deep breath and then reached out his right hand, where there was a low, yawning, humming sound that shook the air around his fingers.
"No,"
he said quietly. Not even this creature will keep you from justice this time, Dresden. Even if I have to die doing it. I stared at Morgan, the same old frustration and fear suddenly yielding to a realization.